This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If I were to ask you a simple question, who is the best to tread this earth ever? The correct answer would be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without a speck of doubt. We believe in that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand the seriousness of that statement. And then if I were to ask you, and after him, we would have to say the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after them, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the top of them being Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, whose name was Abdullah ibn Uthman radiallahu anhu. This was his name, and he was known fondly as Abu Bakr. That is a kunya, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But if you were to know his proper name, as he was named by his parents, he was known as Abdullah. And his father was also known as Abu Quhafa, and his name was Uthman. So Abdullah ibn Uthman, that was the name of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. أَفْضَلُ مَنْ مَشَىٰ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Without a doubt, he was the best of the lot who tread this earth after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't let anyone confuse you. Today we have scholars of Islam in our midst. And the reality is, there is some form of an agenda to tarnish the images of the scholars of the deen, so that we who are following, we become lost sheep who don't know where to go. This is something dangerous. When we lack leadership, then we become a lost flock because we don't have the leadership. But the reality is, when we have the leadership, and people are tarnishing the image of those who are supposed to be leading us in a way that we become so disrespectful with them that we do not want to hear anything they have to say, who will then lead us besides the wolf himself? This is a very important point. And for this reason, it is disrespectful not to say radiyallahu an, no matter what had happened. Allahu Akbar. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes it clear. He says, لا تسبوا أصحابي فوالذي نفسي بيده لو أنفق أحدكم مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفه. Don't you dare speak ill about any one of my companions. For indeed, if you were to spend the Mount Uhud's weight worth of gold in the path of Allah, it would not be equivalent to even one handful or half a handful of what they had spent. Because at that time, it was much more needed. It was a totally different situation. It was right at the beginning when what we would term the iron was hot. And you know, the molding was done at that particular time. Wallahi, if we go through the sacrifices of those companions, we will come to learn that had it not been for that sacrifice, today we would not be seated in our thousands in this beautiful house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.